Friends, I want to thank you for joining us, and we pray that God will bless you as you just tune in for a little while today to listen to another short devotional message from the Word of God. One of life's vital questions is a question that is asked in the Word of God. How can man be just before God? Or in other words, how can man be right in the sight of God? The reality is that naturally speaking, we are not right with God. The Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. The Bible says our iniquities have separated between us and our God. But is there a way whereby man can be made or declared right or innocent in the sight of Almighty God? Praise God, there is a way. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's not about a particular church or a particular creed. Man can be made right with God through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther, the great reformer, discovered this truth after many years of searching for it in church, mother church, religion, good works, the efforts of the flesh, penance, prayers, fasting, church attendance, all of those things. And the more he tried to work to be just or right before God, he discovered he was only made the worse. And then he discovered those wonderful words that are recorded in the Bible, "The just shall live by faith." And Martin Luther came to discover that being just before God, being righteous before God, being brought into a right standing before God, can be received through a simple act of faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He discovered that the Son of God had paid the price for his sins upon the cross, and it was grace and grace alone that can save a sinner, and that grace is received in simple childlike faith. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Or the old Westminster Divines, they put it this way: what is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all of our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Therefore, there are two parts to being justified before God: sins forgiven, and then also being declared or counted righteous. Our sins are washed away through the blood of Christ, and then his righteousness is put on our account. And it's an act that is enjoyed through simple faith in Christ. It's like having a huge debt that you cannot pay, and somebody comes along, and not only do they pay the debt, but they also put credit into your account. And because of what the Son of God has done upon the cross, through his paying the price for our sins and his righteousness being put in our account, God legally declares us just, righteous, or even innocent. Many years ago, a couple of friends and I had gone into Belfast during the school holidays. We were only about 15 or maybe 16 years of age. We had got off the train at Great Victoria Street. We were travelling up Royal Avenue opposite the City Hall. Whenever we got stopped by a couple of police officers, they questioned us: who are you? Where are you from? What are you doing in Belfast? Where are you going? And this was during the time of the Troubles, and we thought that perhaps we were in trouble. Then one of the police officers explained why he was asking all these questions, and he said to us, "Can you come along to the Donegal Pass police station?" We said, "Well, we have done nothing wrong." And he says, "I know that, but I want you young men to help us and to participate in what was known then as an ID parade." You know, whenever you've got all of the people lined up, old and young and different heights and different clothing, all in the police station, maybe behind a glass window and the lights are on and it's dark on the other side. Well, that was the type of thing. And we went along to this ID parade. Somebody came in with their solicitor or their lawyer, and they looked us all up and down, and sometimes they shook their head, "No, it's not him, no, it's not him," and so it went on. And we were given something like £20 for just a few moments' work, and we thought it was a good deal. But I can remember coming home and telling my mother what had happened. And she said to us, well, what would have happened if the person that was looking at all of the people in the ID parade had singled you out and said it was him, they're guilty of the crime? Then we would have been able to say, well, we were just lifted off the street, and it's highly unlikely that we would have just lifted the person that was guilty, and the police officer could have vouched for our innocence. We hadn't been arrested, there was nothing on our account to say that we were guilty, and they would have declared us to be innocent. And in some respects, that's a little bit like being justified before God. I hear the accuser roar, of ills that I have done, I know them all and thousands more, but Jehovah findeth none. Whenever Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. I have got a high priest in the glory, my mediator, my advocate, and he lives and pleads for me. My sins are washed away. I've been declared righteous. The guilt is gone. And God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, declares me innocent before God. What a wonderful gospel we have. What a wonderful Savior. What wonderful promises. If you're not justified today and you're not right before God, why not turn from your sin, put your faith in Jesus Christ, and enter into newness of life. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for listening.